Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Grand Island Town Board sets a public hearing on the Amazon project after a lengthy meeting last night. Speaker after speaker raised concerns about the massive project and urged the town board to slow down. Joining me live this morning, Kathy Rahill. She's with Coalition for Responsible Economic Development for Grand Island, otherwise known as CRED for GI. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
This seemed like a well-organized opposition to the Amazon project last night before the town board. You were among the speakers, am I right?
That is correct. And as far as well-organized, our group has really only begun on July 1st. This was after the quarantine period that was identified by our town supervisor stating that, you know, quote, business was closed. Yet we know that many documents and conversations went back and forth between TC Buffalo and our town officials. And as residents, we're just trying to really play catch-up on our awareness of the details of this project and some of the concerns that we have for this development.
What is the biggest concern here? Is it over the secrecy of this, you know, the lack of transparency, or something more specific?
Well, the lack of transparency certainly is a concern. I think it doesn't foster a whole lot of trust in the community. However, our bigger concerns have to do with the impact of this facility on our community in the areas of environment and traffic and health and safety. We have a lot of questions as to the, quote, economic impact analysis that was provided by TC Buffalo and the models used and the variables and factors used in that. So we have quite a number of concerns, and we've developed a website at credforgi.org where we've stated publicly all of our positions and concerns about the project.
Is there any middle ground if the project developers came to you and said, we're going to build our own bridge so we don't use the other bridge, would that be acceptable?
I think what would be acceptable is finding a more appropriate site for this in the Erie County and or Niagara County areas. There are plenty of brownfield sites available that are much better suited for this, and I think would have a win-win effect for the communities as far as like cleanup and reuse of those blighted areas for this type of facility.
Were you pleased that the board last night set a public hearing for next Thursday, August 13th?
Yes and no. I'm pleased that a public hearing has been set, but our position is that that public hearing is premature. All of the information has not come back from the peer review studies and consultants that the board has contracted with. And until that time, we as citizens really can't be fully informed to provide our input. I would also say that the board kind of hedged its bets on multiple public hearings. Given the pandemic, I would think that, you know, making sure that everyone who is possible to speak there in person can speak there in person would be the ultimate goal. So I certainly hope and encourage our town board to consider doing multiple public hearings on such a massive project.
Kathy, we thank you for the time this morning. Kathy Rahill with CRED for GI, Coalition for Responsible Economic Development for Grand Island. You can read more about what is happening with this project over at WBEN.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.